The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Wednesday, February 16th edition. We've got, is Russia going to go, yes or no? Some people saying Putin stepping back. Others say it's all a head fake, about a head fake. Try to make some sense of that coming up here in a moment. Plus, we have a COVID briefing from Fauci and Walensky. They're not done with you, and they'll never be done until we defeat the madness that was behind all this. And the media in Canada, the general legacy media, the enemy of the people, just like here in the United States. What a shock with the leak of give, send, go information meant to intimidate political opponents of the regime. So we will talk about all this in a moment. I do want to say, though, Fauci, you can tell Fauci and some of the other tyrants are a little rattled right now. You get a sense that they realize that people who are capable of forming even the most basic conclusions on their own are saying, I don't want to deal with this anymore. There's something wrong here. We got this, meaning the establishment got this very, very wrong. And the tyranny that they inflicted on all of us was pointless, was stupid, never should have happened. We're going to dive into the latest on that. Of course, Fauci says no. He did everything right. He's amazing. He's the best. He's very handsome. He has a six-pack. He can do minute rice in 35 seconds. You know, all that stuff. Fauci's amazing. We'll get into this in a moment. Look, MyPillow has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. His team has hooked me up with a whole range of MyPillow products. And people like you have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Look, I've got the pillows. I've got the Giza Dream Sheets, the mattress topper. I've got the My Slippers. I've got my towels. My whole house is outfitted with MyPillow products because they're amazing. And if you haven't had these slippers before, you will love them. For a limited time, the My Slippers are 50% off. That's right, 50% off with promo code BUCK. These slippers offer all-day comfort with extra cushioning, made to wear both in and outside the home. Make sure to also check out their overstock sale that includes deep discounts on select pillows, towels, sheets, and more for a limited time. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, check out this sale, and for 50% off the My Slippers specifically. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Enter promo code BUCK when you go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, enter promo code BUCK. Fauci is like, hold on, well, slow down. We can't allow you yet. It would be dangerous. It would be unscientific, unsportsmanlike, ungodly even
for you to breathe air like a normal Homo sapien without a gauze or two-ply covering of some kind over your face. Here's Fauci. He's like, whoa, whoa, what do you mean you want your freedom to breathe? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Only when the Fauci says you may breathe.
I don't want to get ahead of the decision-making process because a lot of it is going to depend on what I mentioned just a moment ago, namely the trajectory of that downward dynamic. Because if things start plateauing and going up, which I don't think they will, I hope they won't, but we want to make sure that when we make a decision, it's based on the science as we see it at that time, and it continues to change. Fortunately for us, it's going in the right direction right now. And I think when the time comes for any kind of a policy decision to be made, it will be based on the data as it is. So why don't we just hold off before we make any predictions about that?
Notice how he won't make predictions about the end of this. How many times did he make predictions? Oh, I'm terrified. I am losing sleep at night on my tiny bed, on my tiny pillow, because for me, the prospect of basically all of you dying in the next 6 to 8 weeks is very high on my radar. Right? How many times did he tell you that? But no, you can tell he's like, wait, I still want to be important. What do you mean you're going to think about other things? What do you mean you have other considerations right now than just listening to me? No, he wants us all to continue to be enthralled to the Fauci. Got to listen to the Fauci or else bad things will happen. That's what he'll tell you. He is absolutely awful. But you can tell there's a mass hysteria out there, big time, that's still going on. You have young students who are, these are college kids, have basically no real risk from COVID. Negligible risk. We should start using that term. Negligible risk from COVID. And they're marching around now. Look, folks, it's February 16th, middle of February of 2022. We're 2 years into this thing. And you still have college kids walking around outside. We want masks.
Reinstate
mask mandate.
Reinstate
mask mandate.
Reinstate
mask mandate.
Reinstate
mask mandate.
Reinstate. I need a date. I need a date and a social life. And I feel like if I engage in sonic warfare by shrieking at you.
I know it's harsh. I don't want you guys turning the podcast off. But let's be honest. The tone kind of matched there. I was even surprised at how close it was.
Reinstate!
It was awesome. Oh, man, libs. They're so terrible. It's amusing, though, sometimes. Reinstate the mask mandate. For how long? I just want to know. Are they also going to be reinstating the mask mandate after Fauci finally realizes that his masters in the Democrat Party no longer wish him to keep us all muzzled and obedient? They're going to keep going for it beyond there?
Reinstate!
It's pretty outrageous. Here's the White House COVID advisor, Doc Inglesby, saying that, guess what, in schools, kids still need to be masked.
But if we're talking about kids in school... Yeah. And they don't have, and look, I've tried to get, I have little kids. I've tried to get high quality masks for them. It's tough. They come, they don't fit, they fit one, they don't fit the other. Does it make sense to reconsider it while you don't have those high quality masks available for younger kids? Or why not?
Mm-hmm. I think what CDC has said is that you should be wearing a mask that's the best mask possible. So we know cloth masks are better than no masks. Surgical masks are better than cloth masks. So whatever mask is available and fits well for kids should be used according to CDC guidance.
Notice how the way they set this up, there's no data, there's no parameters, just this is better than that, and that is better than that. Anything is better than you just breathing air normally. That's what they want. Anything is better than that. God forbid you start breathing like a human being has been doing for the last how many thousands and thousands of years. Just breathe, man. That's really what has to happen here in general. I mean that literally and figuratively. Just take a deep breath. You need to calm down. But there's this panic among the pathetic libs masking up kids in schools. They also use this phrase now, high-quality masks. You see, this is all to get around the fact that cloth masks did not work. did not do it. We've all seen it. We all know. Mask mandate goes in, everybody masks up, doesn't do a damn thing. Mask mandate doesn't go in, same numbers as a place with a mask mandate, over and over and over again. So then it was, oh, we need better masks. Really? We need better masks? Show me the data on that one. Where do the better masks? Germany had N95 mandates in place over a year ago. Do you think that that flattened the curve? Did it stop? No, but do they care what the data says? No, they don't. People don't want to believe that they're not as smart as they think they are. And even more than that, libs really don't want to believe that those stupid Trumpers were right the whole time. That is an emotionally shattering concept for them, that the dumb Trumpers out there somehow saw this one and knew that this was a scam, and they were walking around, look at me with my two masks on, and I got my fourth COVID shot. Yes, I've had COVID twice, but thankfully, as a 30-year-old beta male living in a high-income part of Brooklyn, I find myself thankful that that fourth shot probably, you know, made me sick a little bit less on the fifth day of the virus or whatever. This is what we're up against. I mean, you sit there, you say, well, what's it going to take? I mean, can you imagine? Imagine that they had made me take, malaria meds for the last 2 years, and I got malaria every day, right, which is what you do with some malaria meds, and I got malaria twice. Do you think I'd be saying, like, thank heavens for those amazing malaria meds? I don't think so, but the alternative is to admit that they were wrong. The alternative is to admit that these people just aren't as smart, aren't as clever as they think, that they're part of the mob, the herd. They don't want that. So much of this is ego-driven. It's ego and emotion. If it were about reason, Dr. Inglesby, I have no MD. I have no medical training whatsoever other than a lot of Google time. And Dr. Inglesby would get smoked in a debate on masks in schools. Because I don't have to know anything actually even about the realities of viral particles entering masks and all that. All I have to know is the reality of mask on, mask off with children. And how you're only going to get the virus once. At least one strain of the virus. So whether you get it on day one of the month or day 20 of the month, it doesn't really matter, does it? And if you're going to be taking the mask on, taking the mask off, if you look at actual human behavior, this was never going to work. And for some of you, I know you're like, oh, we got to focus on the things. Where are you? Let's talk more about, look, the derm probe has got a long way to go. I'm looking at it. I'm following it. But there's still a lot more that needs to come out. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Ultimately, even if there is a finding, a real bombshell finding in it about the guilt of one or two individuals, et cetera, Durham doesn't get to make the decision about prosecution. That's a DOJ decision. Do you think the DOJ is going to prosecute any senior Democrat involved in the Russia collusion hoax? I'm going to tell you right now, the answer is no. So don't get your hopes up too much about Durham as retribution or justice, but truth, finding out the answers, that is certainly possible. Certainly, I'm hopeful about that. The tyrant of New Zealand, Ardern, you got to hear the way she speaks. Now, she looks like she's under a lot of duress. You know why? Because people in New Zealand are figuring out, hold on, you made us do all this stuff for what? For what exactly? How was this a good idea? You got to hear what she says about firing water cannons at peaceful anti-lockdown protesters. Telling you these
I'm going to be careful to make sure that I'm not making judgments around the way we deal with protest at Parliament, because it's a dangerous place to be and politicians dictating particularly the way that the police might choose to deal with them. But
although the police have said that they actually don't agree with those tactics,
Melissa, if this were a protest that was solely around the policies that are being used to manage a pandemic, then why is it that every journalist who stands out on that forecourt is being hurled abuse about telling the truth? There are signs calling for the execution of politicians. There is more than just an anti-vax rhetoric amongst some. It is strong. And so I wouldn't want to, for a moment, legitimise some of what I've seen down there, because some of it is pure misinformation around the role of vaccines.
Listen to all the blather. It's misinformation. They wouldn't want to, give us more attention. Hold on a second. You got people protesting because of your stupid-ass lockdowns. And your response is, I've seen some people say mean things, so if the cops... Also notice she's the prime minister and has nothing to say about police violence against protesters. You know, whatever they want to do is fine. Oh, is that the way it works on the left now? When the cops want to bludgeon people or use fire hoses on them or whatever, it's, well, that's, you know, let the cops do their jobs. Notice how they do this. This is what she's saying. Oh, I don't want to weigh in. You're the prime minister. Law enforcement falls under your purview, Madam Prime Minister. New Zealand, Australia, these countries, the politics that led them to this place. I mean, the ideas of some of these people, they've gotten a rude awakening. You cannot trust government the way these people have trusted government. Not here, not there, not anywhere. Not anywhere. It's a tough lesson for some people to see. You know, saying that there are people, oh, that they have, this is an imported protest, by the way. That's not, we'll get into that in just a second. We'll get into that in just a moment. One of the smartest actions you can take to preserve the value of your savings account is to invest a portion of your savings in real gold. It's been proven to be the most consistent precious metal and commodity over time. In a year like the one we've had, with inflation figures showing a 7.5% increase in a year's time, and more of that coming our way this year, real gold is a form of protection. And buying real gold is made easy by the Oxford Gold Group. They also make it convenient and easy to take delivery of your purchase of real gold. Same kind of thing can happen with your IRA or 401k. Real gold and silver in your retirement accounts. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call Oxford Gold today. Request your free precious metals investment guide by dialing #250 on your cell and speaking the keywords gold IRA. You'll receive your precious metals investment guide directly to your phone and get all your questions answered with one call to Oxford Gold. Simply dial #250 saying the keywords gold IRA. That's #250. Say the keywords gold IRA. That's the way to do it. #250. Stock up on gold now, folks. Inflation, you know, things are getting bad out there. What's going on with the Russia situation? Okay. What's actually happening right now? I don't know. I'm going to tell you. I don't think anybody really knows. People say, oh, Buck, but you were in the CIA. I was in the CIA 10 years ago. I haven't seen any, you know, classified information in a very long time, folks. I have no idea. I have no special insight into whether Putin's about to invade other than just being a student of history and national security in a general sense. But we do know one thing. It is noteworthy that this is all going on while Biden's president. And really, all you have to do is look and see who the president of the United States is right now. And I mean, literally look at who this guy is and what he sounds like with Joe Biden. And if you're Vladimir Putin, you're thinking, oh, I can run the table on this clown, you know, really. He probably sees Biden. He's like, I must break you. It's not hard. It's not hard to be emboldened by all this. Senator Marsha Blackburn certainly sees it that way. Here she is giving her version.
If he had been firm when he went to NATO and would have said, we all have to stand against Russia in this. We have to stand with Ukraine. But Joe Biden didn't do that. So now it is pushed up to the brink. But, you know, as Bob Gates told us, Joe Biden had been wrong on every foreign policy issue for 40 years. And indeed, he's a little bit late to the game. Glad he is showing some force, that he is stepping up now. But he is not making Putin blink. Putin has been in charge of this situation because he views Joe Biden as being weak.
I mean, obviously. Now, it's beyond that. I won't overstate this. It's not like the only component here, the only aspect of all this is that Biden is a clown and that people view him as weak. But certainly is a part of it. Certainly is something we have to look at here and think about how much that is making the situation worse than it would otherwise be. Eric Adams, mayor of New York City, is not making me happy these days. I do not think this guy is going to be the hero for New York, the hero for Gotham that so many were hoping for. I'll address some of that. Oh, and also the enemy of the people as the media. Well, let me do that one first real quick for a second here. So they hacked into GiveSendGo. Apparently, the hacker's identity, I've seen some chatter online, will be made public at some point. Whoever or whatever hacked into GiveSendGo. And then they released the donor information. So if you gave money to the Canadian trucker protest, all of a sudden you were being publicly not just shamed, but threatened. In fact, there was a woman, there was a whole story about a woman who owns, I think it's a small bakery, Stella Luna Gelato. It's a, well, a bakery slash ice cream shop. Was forced to close after receiving threats when the owner, Tammy Giuliani, her name appeared on a hacked list of Give, Send, Go donors to the Ottawa Freedom Convoy. We got a call from the team saying we're getting phone calls here, Giuliani said. I said, what's going on? They're threatening to throw bricks through our windows. They're threatening to come and get us. This is what the libs do. This is how they react. You give money to a peaceful protest against maniacal, tyrannical lockdown idiocy. And there are libs out there who are threatening to hurt people that are just giving money to those truckers out there in the streets. There are evil commies in our midst, friends. And a lot of them, unfortunately, are journalists. Journalists in Canada, journalists here in America. Trump was right when he said, enemy of the people. Make no mistake about it. Online identity theft is not one of those crimes you're going to see all over TV. There's rarely a bad guy being pulled from his computer and thrown into handcuffs. We got him. But it's a crime conducted by cyber hackers all the time. And they know how to do this stuff. They're getting very sophisticated. Once they've gotten into your data, scanned your emails, and found your confidential information on the dark web or wherever, they're able to make purchases in your name, perhaps take out loans in your name. You have no idea. Being a LifeLock member can be a big help. LifeLock is a company that vigilantly scans through billions of online transactions every week looking for evidence of wrongdoing. They do the same for new accounts being opened, be it a credit card application, whatever. If you're a LifeLock member, they see your info used suspiciously, they'll be in touch with you to confirm. Look, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to lifelock.com and use promo code BUCK for up to 25% off. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK, lifelock.com, promo code BUCK for up to 25% off. Mayor Eric Adams, let's hear what he has to say.
I'm trying to figure out, do you guys already write the stories before I do something and just live out what you have already written? I'm going to stop doing off topics. Because if you already have your perception of me and you're already going to stick to what you think I am, then why am I doing this? If you want to acknowledge or not, I have been doing a darn good job. And we just can't live in this alternate reality.
He has not been able to do a darn good job. So let's just be honest about that. It's not going well so far. It's not better. And if we're not going to be honest about it, it's not going to get better. I'll follow up more with the crime situation here in New York coming up. But, you know, it's frustrating. Talk to you tomorrow. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This one, folks, shields high.